Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of July 25th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And welcome to the last week of July 2021. We moved from Cancer season into Leo season a couple days ago, and we're in full summer mode. So Leo season is roughly from July 22nd to August 22nd, and I think of Leo season as full on summer mode. So the sun is at home in Leo, and it's a time of celebration and enjoyment. So we're coming out of Cancer's slow-paced, snuggly, homebody vibe to Leo's fun-loving, playful, goal-oriented, fun, express-yourself vibe. So this Leo energy increases our energy level and our mood. We're going to be feeling really great. Also, it increases our desire to be ourselves unapologetically. So every year in Portland, there is a naked bike ride, and where there's hundreds and sometimes even thousands of people ride their bikes through Portland naked or in some state of undress. So the timing of this naked bike ride is spot on. It just happened on Friday, which was the first day of Leo season, and perfect timing for unapologetically expressing yourself, riding your bike naked through the streets of Portland. This is like the perfect visual for Leo season. And we can certainly use some of this fun, playful energy right now to balance out some of the energy from the full moon last week that was in that irritation rectangle. So in last week's podcast, we talked about how we perhaps could be feeling irritated, annoyed, and unmotivated with that irritation rectangle in the sky up there. And I mention when energy like that happens because I think of it similar to a weather forecast. So if snow was predicted, you'd prepare. Maybe you'd stock up on extra food and candles in case the power went out. Maybe you put on snow tires, get extra gas, whatever, many things, but you'd prepare. The same thing with energy that has the potential to make us irritated or short-tempered. We prepare by increasing the things that balance us, maybe some more exercise and some more meditation. It doesn't mean that this whole time you're going to be irritated and annoyed at people and in a grumpy mood. It doesn't mean that. It just means that potential for that energy is out there. Even like sometimes they predict a snowstorm and you don't get any snow. We're very familiar with that in Portland. A big snowstorm is coming and literally there's a quarter of an inch of snow. Same thing. It's just letting you know the potential for this stuff is out there. And hey, better to be on the safe side and be prepared than not. So Leo season was made for standing stronger in your sense of self and self-expression. This is a time to focus on ideas and pastimes and projects that light you up inside, that make you come alive and to feel fully alive. And as everything is in the universe, it's perfect timing. We came out of COVID as these new versions of ourselves. We really didn't know who we were. We knew we weren't the old people from before, but we're not really sure who we were. So we thought about it. We thought about who we were, the type of life that we wanted. And now it's time to embody this new version of ourselves. And this is really what life is all about. Uncovering our true selves, accepting ourselves, and then living the highest version of ourselves. So this month is about feeling free and allowing the universe to express itself through us by choosing not to block this flow of energy that's surging from within during Leo season. So a good question to ask during this time is, what is holding me back? So when you're in a balanced place, maybe after you've done some yoga or some meditation, you can ask the universe, either do it out loud or in a journal, if you want to be journaling this, but you're asking the universe, what is holding me back from being the highest version of myself? And after you've asked that question, you are sitting there open-minded, knowing that we're going to get the answer. You get the answer, and then you ask the question again. What is holding me back from being the highest version of myself? When you get an answer, you're going to ask it again, over and over, until you feel like you've gotten all the answers. Now, I'm going to warn you, some of these answers might sting a little bit, because Leo season, since it's all about self and being yourself, there's also, it's all about ego. Not all about ego, but there's some ego involved in this too. So these answers that you get might sting your ego a little bit. But let's be brave and confident and strong, and let's take these answers and do something about them. Let's start and do and fix whatever it is the answer is that you're getting, so that we can step into the next best version of ourselves. So I did this yesterday and then came up with a bunch of answers, like spending more time in meditation would help me. Spending more time in nature would help me reach the next best version of myself. Losing weight would help me to step into the next best version of myself. Thinking bigger, that was one of my answers too. So I have definitely been focusing on thinking bigger recently, and exactly what that even means. Like, it's been popping up in so many ways. What does it even mean to think bigger? So I'm sure I've mentioned the funnel visualization on this podcast a few times. I've been using it for the last few months. And I was telling my friend Katie Effen Brown about it this past week. Basically, you just imagine a very large funnel, like 10-mile wide funnel, that you put up to funnel all of the good stuff in the universe right down on top of you. So I imagine it funneling down love and abundance and fun and joy. I picture it funneling down whatever my soul is needing that day. So the past month, I've been sad about my dog Jack dying, so I had comfort funnel down on me. And then you go about your day knowing all this exercise, or I'm sorry, all this energy is funneling down on you. And then you just look for it to show up. So I met my friend Katie for lunch this week, and I had visualized joy funneling down on me and all around us. In the restaurant were people hugging and happy to be out. You could tell there was people that hadn't seen each other from before COVID, and they were so excited and happy. And I was just surrounded in joy. So I was telling her about my funnel thing, funneling all this joy down. And she said that she originally pictured a funnel like what you put on like a dog might wear after it's had an operation so it doesn't lick its stitches. And she giggled because she's like, I'm thinking about this size funnel, and you're talking about a 10-mile wide funnel. But then it got me thinking about my limited thinking. Why isn't the funnel 100 miles wide? Why isn't the funnel 1,000 miles wide? So I started visualizing a larger funnel. And honestly, it took me a couple days before I could even visualize a 100-mile wide funnel. You know, so this is just a time to start paying attention to where you may be thinking and playing small. And I do plan on doing a podcast about thinking big. I just need to think about it more first. I need to expand my mind a little bit more before I can come back with some more explanations. Okay, so we're in Leo season, last week of July, and then it's August, just like that. So to recap, the next month of Leo season has a fun, playful, goal-oriented, express yourself vibe. So express yourself. Dye your hair purple. Go skinny dipping. Buy some new clothes. And have fun. That's what we're going to do this month. We're going to have fun and fully live all this great energy and step into the next bigger version of ourselves. So, okay, as always, thank you for listening. Let's fully embrace summer and enjoy the crap out of this week. Have fun, and I will talk to you next week.